Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Tuesday, and I'm here with Sonny Hostin. This is Behind the Table. Hello, Sonny. How are you?
Hi, Brian.
It is Tuesday, but we're coming off of a three-day weekend for us because we taped the President's Day show a little bit early.
We sure are.
And
yes.
I heard that you had a lovely surprise. Gabe came home. Tell me about it.
He did. You know, we have this app that tracks all the family members so that we can know where we are.
Life 360?
It's Life 360.
Uh-huh.
And he texted me and he said, guess where I am? And I'm thinking, oh my God, did he fly to Costa Rica to surf? Because that is something that our son would do. You know, is he at a pool tournament? Is he playing chess somewhere? He has done these things. And I look on Life 360 and he's like an hour from our house. I'm like, Aww. Oh my gosh. And so we're all like, it's going to just sound strange, but like he brings a different energy into our home.
Yeah.
And because we all lived together during the pandemic for 2 years, we got even closer than I would have ever even imagined because we were already close. And so he comes in. My mother runs across the driveway and he picks her up and swings her around. He's a big kid. He's like 6'2". And his sister runs downstairs and jumps on top of him. And it was just really just fantastic. And he just wanted to recharge, you know, and he just wanted to see his family. And he's only been away a month at Harvard. But what's great about our son is that he knows when he needs to recharge.
Right.
And what I also love is his recharge space is our house. So he comes home. I cook. We went to see the Bob Marley One Love movie, which is fantastic. He still thinks it's cool to hang out with his parents.
That's great.
And it was just so awesome. He's leaving today. And I'm like, kind of devastated. Like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Aww, that's sweet. It's great that you're right. I mean, how many kids his age want to go home for a three-day weekend?
He was like, I'm coming home.
That's awesome.
I miss home. And he also does have a lot of friends in New York.
Yeah.
And so they also come over.
Sure, but that's great.
So I was like, I saw his friend Ellis, and I just get to see his friend Nico. I just get to see a lot of his friends. So I've known all of them since they were little boys. So it's kind of cool.
And he'll still go to a movie with you. That's fine.
And he went to the movies
that's
with
great.
Us.
My daughter is now going to the movies with her friends, and
yes.
I'm kind of getting sad about that. I mean, so
yes.
far it's mostly movies I don't care about.
Yeah.
But like if it's, you know, when the next Marvel movie comes out, if she wants to go with her friends instead of me, I'm going to have a hard time with it.
My daughter generally wants to go with her friends.
Yeah.
She's 17. But for Galentine's Day, I also took her to see the Bob Marley
One
Love movie. So I got to see the movie twice with my children.
All right. Well, let's talk about this movie because you've been talking about it all morning.
Oh, yes.
You were blown away by this.
I really was. And I don't know if it's because I was such... Actually, I've never told you this. I'm a huge Bob Marley fan. And when I was in college, the Wailers were touring.
Oh.
And they came to my college.
That's awesome.
And I was called on the stage to dance. And I lost my mind.
Is there a
with
video
my friend
that exists
Kathy.
Of this by any chance?
I do have a picture
Ooh.
Of myself and my friend in the the Wailers van, travel van. Okay? So for me, it was like a full moment.
Sure.
It was like a full circle moment. And first of all,
what was going on in the Wailers van? I got to ask because yeah.
I wasn't participating in some of the things that were going on
sure.
in the Wailers band because that's not my thing.
No.
But it was my friend's
I got to think there's a radius of being within the like about 100 feet of the Whaler's van where you're kind of.
I couldn't stay inside the van for long, but that's just me. No shade to anyone that can do that, but that's just not my thing.
Not for you.
But we were there. It was so much fun. And the movie has the sign off of the family. So Rohan Marley. You have Ziggy Marley giving like the intro to the movie. Stephen Marley did the music. And there are sides to Bob Marley who I've studied and that I didn't know about. And so I just thought it was so well done. And this actor, Kingsley, he was in One Night in Miami and he played Malcolm X. And he becomes Bob Marley. He is one of those actors that becomes the person he is portraying. And I just can't say enough good things about his acting. Like, I think he should win an award for it.
I was looking at his IMDb page because you were raving about him today, and I realized I've seen him in a lot of things, too.
Yes.
He's in Barbie.
Yes.
He's in Secret Invasion for Marvel.
Yes.
He's in a lot of stuff.
He's a journeyman actor, but I think this
star-making turn.
This is, yes.
Yeah.
This is it for him.
All right. Well, we'll have to get him on the show. That would be great.
Please.
Yes, I'm
please.
On it. I'm on
okay.
it. Okay. All right. For sure. All right. So let's talk about some stuff that we did on the show today. We talked about this.
Oh, wait. Can
oh,
I
go
also
ahead,
say
please.
One more thing about the movie?
Yeah.
So I know all the Bob Marley songs.
Yes.
And so I did embarrass both of my children.
Singing?
My daughter said, "Do you know every song?" I said, "Yes, I did. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy." And then my son turned to me and said, "Can you lower the singing? Because I'm here to hear him sing."
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
So that did happen to me.
That's rough. That's rough. It's one of, you know, that's one of my favorite dad jokes I use on my kids all the time when they're singing. I say, "Who sings that song?" Let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way. What's your favorite Bob Marley song?
"Turn Your Lights Down Low."
Ooh.
Actually, no. That's my second favorite. My favorite is "Redemption Song."
Oh.
I don't know if you hear that in my dressing room, but
I have.
Yep. I open up my day to "Redemption
Song." Oh, I didn't know every day. It's like a ritual?
It is.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm a Three Little Birds guy.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about the verdict in the Trump-Sybil trial today.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of your fellow co-hosts thought that the 355 was a little steep for what they said was a victimless act. And it could take the seriousness away from other cases like Jan 6.
I completely disagree.
Yeah. Tell me why.
Well, as the only attorney on the panel, you know, there really are no victimless crimes. There generally is someone that has been damaged by behavior. Now, let's remember, this is not a criminal suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a civil suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's nevertheless are victims here.
Right.
He overinflated his worth to get tax breaks that basically trickle down to the everyday person. He cheated banks, which also would trickle down to the everyday person. Corporations are considered persons under the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so he also damaged those corporations. And so if you really look at it in a sophisticated way, many, many people were harmed by his actions, which is why you see a sum like $350,000, which is why you see which is why you see for an E. Jean Carroll civil suit, again, $83 million for defamation. You see a $5 million suit, sexual assault. Those are all civil cases with victims.
I guess the question that rises from some people is, would this happen if it was Brian Tetta and not Donald Trump?
Absolutely, because Brian Tetta is not saying that he's worth $1 billion.
Not to you, no.
You know, and so the law applies equally.
Right.
And if you inflate your worth and you receive something that you are not supposed to receive, there is a penalty for it.
So if this was Bloomberg or another famous person, you
think
it'd be
similar? Not even famous person, a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the same thing because of the same action.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's quite simple. The law is black letter.
That's good.
It's not gray, and it's really, you know, it's just black or white.
The other topic we did on the show today was about IVF, and you've talked a lot about on this podcast the good and the bad that you've been through with IVF, and I've experienced it with people in my life, too. It's something that women talk openly about now, but that wasn't the case when you were going through it.
It was not the case, and I felt shame when I was going through it. My best friend, I used to call her Fertile Myrtle. It was almost like every time I had a failed IVF cycle or miscarriage, she would announce her pregnancy.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. What I did find, you know, at the time were sort of like Reddit threads mm-hmm. for women that were going through it. And that was my lifeline, because I had a very difficult pregnancy with Gabriel after my second IVF cycle. We almost lost him, and I had a torn placenta and I was on bed rest. And those women kept me afloat because I fell into a deep depression.
Yeah.
And so I can only imagine in this case where you know, if someone goes through the effort to go through IVF, you want the baby. Okay.
Of course.
$30,000, you're injecting yourselves with hormones, you're waiting to hear back as to whether or not the embryo implanted. It is one of the most difficult, harrowing experiences that I have ever been through in my life, okay? And I've seen a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
It was the most difficult time in my life. And if someone just intentionally or not damages an embryo, what if that was that woman's last chance to have a child?
Right.
You know, you see that embryo as your child. And I'm sorry people don't get it. It's not about religion. It's about humanity, mm-hmm. in my opinion. An embryo is a baby. It is your DNA. And no one has the right to take away that chance at motherhood, mm-hmm. which is my most important gig and the gig that I enjoy the most in my life, as you know, Brian.
Yeah,
I would take bullets for my kids. And the thought of, like, Paloma was one of those embryos at one time. I would not have her here if someone destroyed it. I'm sorry. I feel so passionately about it.
No, of
course. I was trying to remain pretty cool because I know that my co-hosts don't mean any harm, and I know that they have very different experiences.
Right. No, it's something that is deeply personal for everybody,
it
obviously.
Is.
But I know, again, I have family that's gone through it, and I've been on the sidelines of it. And even that's an emotional roller coaster. I can't to actually go through it.
I'll never forget the day that the doctor said to me, "You're pregnant." And I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, can you even trust it?
I couldn't even trust it. I said, are you sure? Mm-hmm. And he said, you can celebrate.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
And I did not celebrate. I didn't tell anyone until 3 months. And then that week after I told my family, my placenta tore.
Oh.
It was just, think about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I couldn't even celebrate my pregnancy after going through so many cycles of IVF. Just very difficult. And people really need to understand that while you're thinking, oh, it's just an embryo, someone else, that's their only way to have a baby.
Well, I think it's important to talk about it. And you know, even when people disagree, I think just, again, it's shining light on conversations people need to have and
yes.
are having. And that's one of the great things about the show.
That we're having it now. I'm thrilled that my friend, like Gabrielle Union, talks about her struggles with infertility. You have so many women now that have more options. You can freeze your eggs. That wasn't an option 20 years ago, at least not for me. And women are actually not feeling the shame that I felt. You know, I think women are really open about it. And there are so many things that women are now able to do so that they can enjoy motherhood, because it's a joyous thing.
Even in the time I've been at The View, which is almost 9 years, I think it's become easier to talk about.
I just heard I was here 8, Brian.
Yeah.
It's like I'm aging in dog years.
No,
the
show. It's going very fast. It's going very fast. The other day, something came up in my memories in one of the social media sites.
Yes.
And it was the Star Trek reunion that we did.
Oh, gosh.
And that was a year ago.
Yeah.
That feels like it was a week and a half ago to me.
Yes,
it's
it does.
Just things are going way too fast.
Yeah. 8 years. Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. We'll be right back.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS. You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
On to happier things here. We have a listener call for you.
Oh,
I think it's a happier thing. Let's find out.
Okay.
Let's take a listen.
I'd like to hear more about when Sunny worked at Fox News. She had mentioned it one time on the show, and I hadn't realized she worked there. And I would just like to hear more about her experience there, what it was like, what she learned, and how she moved on from there. Thank you.
Ooh, thank you.
That is interesting. Yeah.
No, that was. People are always shocked that I worked at Fox because they consider me to be extremely liberal and extremely to the left. And as you know, I'm actually not very far to the left. I'm a little more centrist. But Fox was unlike any place I had ever worked before and unlike any place I have worked since. And that is because it felt very cult-like. It was like...
While you were there, too, you were aware of that.
Joining, I did not understand that because I had come off of HLN. I had worked at CNN. So, no, I didn't know. I had a journalism degree. I thought, this is going to be awesome.
Right.
What they were doing at that time, and this is just my experience, is there was almost a mandate that would come from the top about what topics would be discussed on every show. And there were whiteboards on every floor. The shows were separated often by floors. And like the whiteboard, you could see it as you walked in to where you were sitting. And it, number one was like, Obama sucks. Number two was like, Obama was not born in this country. Number three was like...
Really written on a whiteboard like that? Or was it...
Written, hidden? Not like that, but
yeah.
But basically... These are the three things that we are going to talk about as a network.
Right. These are the
on
talking
every
points.
Single show.
Wow.
And my job was to push back on it. So I actually worked with Sean Hannity. I worked with Jesse Waters. I thought up a segment called Is It Legal that Fox took credit for and kept. And it was... I was with on Bill O'Reilly's show. It was a daily segment. It was a weekly at first, then it became a daily segment for a time. And it was Megyn Kelly on one side and I was on the other. And what I did learn is how to lean in to being on television. Because I will tell you, she was fine and it was great and we would talk and this and that. And that red light came on and she became a completely different person, a very telegenic person. Very aggressive, assertive, and it caught me off guard only one time. I only need to experience that once. She took up all the air time. She took up all the air in the room, and I realized what my task was because I had the minority voice, of course, for Fox News viewers, but I had a mission. Like, I wanted them to see the other side. So that was very valuable to me in what we do today, you know, here on The View. But it did have a very cultish culture. And I will also say that, like, the hair and makeup and clothing, I thought was a little inappropriate. Like, the shorter the skirt, the more airtime you got.
And did you get pressure for that, too?
Yes. The more makeup you had on, the bigger the hair, the straighter the hair.
We've heard that from past co-hosts that had worked at Fox News at one time or another.
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
Yes. That was a kind of, it was really, I mean, at one point I was like, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Like, I'm a lawyer. like, why am I wearing this? So it was, you know, I did Fox Business. I did Fox News. I did.
Did you get along with O'Reilly? Because I was at a party with you where you ran into him last year. And yeah, you seemed very fine.
We did. Yeah. We got along. He used to call me Hostins. Mm-hmm. He's Catholic. Mm-hmm. So we definitely vibed on that. You know, we agreed on a lot of things. I thought he didn't have the appropriate temperament.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is that he turned it off when the cameras went off.
Mm-hmm.
So the O'Reilly that I knew is different from the O'Reilly that he portrays. Now, sure. I don't know if he's a different person now. But it was a really wild ride, and it was a ride at one point that I wanted to be over.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. Well, So it's interesting to me, like the idea of the talking points being from the top manufactured for everybody. It's just
Absolutely.
Such a contrast to what we do where I don't know what we're talking about.
We don't
until
even know what we're talking about. And we don't even know
what at 8:30 in the morning.
And we don't know what each other's going to say.
No.
I don't know how these conversations are going to go.
Right.
There, yeah, you kind of did. And I was actually considered unpredictable,
mm-hmm.
which as you know, I am.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. No, yeah. It's funny.
I was a wild card.
It's funny because there's always the agenda of The View or the agenda of stuff. And I always laugh at that because the agenda of The View is what's on the minds of the co-hosts every given day.
Basically.
And it's rarely the same from one co-host to the other. So it's...
Nope.
Yeah, it's the way we make the sausage is interesting in the morning.
Yes, it is. We battle that out sometimes.
We absolutely do. All right. Well, we have a listener text for you as well.
Oh okay.
And thank you for that question. That was great. This text is from Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks... I heard you are the jealous type with Manny and women that you don't know. I was wondering, does he get jealous over your love of Idris Elba?
Oh, he doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Manny and I are two sides of the same coin.
Oh, really? See, he really, we are.
He just plays it cooler.
He plays it much cooler than you. Yeah.
He's just not open about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, during my 50th birthday show,
yes,
when we had the 50 years of hip hop,
mm-hmm.
Dougie Fresh came up to me and, in my husband's view, danced a little too close to me.
No. Oh.
I only looked into the audience,
mm-hmm.
and took one look at his face, and you can watch this now, and scooted over so quickly, I didn't even think I had it in me to move that quickly.
Wow. All right.
We got into the car,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "What the bleep was that?"
Wow. Dougie got fresh.
Dougie got too fresh for Manny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Wow. All right.
You could say
mm-hmm.
that he is worse than I am.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. We don't like that stuff.
No, I appreciate that. I have to say, we were talking today. We had Alan Richson on today. And
he may be my new hall pass.
I was, before he walked out, I was backstage with him. And such a nice guy. Really
so
warm.
Nice. He's very faith-based also.
And I came back. I came out to the table and I said, I think you're going to have a new favorite. There's just a vibe about him that felt very, Sonny's going to like this guy.
I like tall.
Mm-hmm.
I like very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And I like faith-based.
Yes.
And I like family men.
And he was charming and a good talker. And
he had good teeth.
Yeah. No,
I like teeth, too.
I'm a fan. I like them, too, in a different way, perhaps.
Our listeners can't see it, but the control room of women are all...
Yeah.
Nodding their heads about this guy.
They were vibing over Reacher.
Yeah, Reacher is the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can buy me a drink any day.
Yeah, I liked him.
Don't tell Manny that.
I won't.
Don't tell Manny.
Let's hope he doesn't listen to the podcast. all right, you're going to be on Impact.
Yeah.
It's Nightline's Impact, and that is airing on Thursday. You sat down with Juju Chang to discuss Scott Peterson.
I did.
And it's going to stream on Hulu starting this Thursday, which is pretty good.
I'm really excited about it. You know, I used to be the network's legal correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
And The View takes a lot of time.
It does.
And
we need you.
So when my friend Juju Chang called me up and said, you know, we need your voice, and I know that no one can do it the way you can, I said yes. And I moved around my schedule. And I think people will really enjoy this look at the Scott Peterson case, because he's the Innocence Project is now involved. And he may get a new trial. And my dear friend Mark Garagos thinks that he's not guilty.
Well, we're going to have to talk about this on the show a little bit, too.
I actually called Mark during the filming,
mm-hmm.
and berated him.
Oh, that's always fun. all right. So Impact by Nightline, it's going to start airing on Hulu this Thursday.
Yeah.
Excited for that. And thank you for joining me, Sunny. This was fun.
You bet.
Tomorrow, I'll be back with Alyssa. The number to call or text us with questions is right here in this episode description. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.